This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You, listen to me. We got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
I will
hire you.
Yeah. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Former Golden State Warrior C.J. Watson is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Remember C.J. Watson? Quiet Storm.
Yeah.
10-year NBA veteran.
Didn't Obviously, he play ball? Auburn?
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee. Yeah. Undrafted. Pretty sure. Checked in.
Me too.
Game one tonight.
Let's go, Steinies. You know what you're watching?
Yeah.
The lab.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. I mean, it would take something real big to get me out to watch tonight's game. Let's go to Cam. Cam's in Los Gatos. What's up, Cam? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for my call. Happy round two day.
There you go.
I might be crazy, but I'm feeling like Warriors in five.
I'm not mad at you.
And I feel that way. I feel that way because, I mean, I'm not high on the Lakers. The Wolves, they beat the Lakers in all their wins about 115 points. Now, I think the Warriors have a way better defense than the Lakers, probably by about 10 points. So I'm seeing the Wolves being around 105, 110 or so. And I think the Warriors played against an amazing defense in the Rockets. And I don't think the Wolves have that good of a defense. And we're going to get 115 pretty easily, I feel like.
Mm.
Yeah, I think Steph's going to go for 40 a few times. He's going to be really freed up, and it's going to free up Jimmy. Jimmy's going to be fighting it, and Draymond seems to have a new outlook on life. So I feel like pretty good, actually.
Fair enough.
Yeah, wow.
Fair enough.
I didn't have the guts to go that. I had to put some respect, Steiny. I said seven.
I mean, I just, Steph is Steph, and Houston did a great job on him.
They did, man. They did.
Timberwolves are a good defensive team, though, also. And maybe not in the Rockets realm, but they're pretty good. And they've got length, and they've got athleticism. And here's the other thing they have I was thinking about. And I think it's pretty impressive. So Anthony Edwards, all right? He's obviously – all eyes are going to be on Anthony Edwards when he's got the ball.
Yeah.
But if you watch the Timberwolves, and this is one of their advantages, not advantage, but this is something they do well. You're going to see Anthony Edwards guarding Curry at times.
Go ahead.
And you're going to see Anthony Edwards guarding Jimmy Butler at times. I mean, he's versatile enough to try to guard both those guys.
And I expect it.
And he's going to take on that challenge at some point. Maybe he'll take it on every game at a various point. But the thing about, like, Anthony Edwards, He's a pretty good defender when he wants to be.
No doubt, Stoney. I would not dare look at Ant-Man and say he plays one side of the court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he wanted that smoke with an older LeBron. I don't believe LeBron was hurt, but you didn't ask, neither here nor there. And then also Luka, who averaged 30, but, you know, a lot of people didn't like how he played. But I can't wait to see it, and I do expect Ant, especially Stoney. I keep going to this list that he has. Like, he wants this. He talked about it. He wants the Warriors and Steph. Like, he's not running from that.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is if you watch the Timberwolves series, like, Julius Randle was taking on the challenge of guarding LeBron James. And I got to believe Minnesota's going to put Gobert on Draymond, and that'll leave Julius Randle to see what he can do against Butler. That would seem to me, when they're in man, how it might go.
Yeah.
I don't know for how long, but I don't know.
Who did we have a call that led off the show just about the starting lineup? Stoney, there's no scenario you or Evan or any listener could give me right now that has Paz not starting this game in this series. Like, they don't have anybody that can do what he – that's just how the team is constructed right now. There's no scenario, right?
I don't know if there's no scenario, but I think there's a group of about eight players that Curry will change the starting lineup if he feels like it'll work. I mean, he might start Post at some point. He might start Moody at some point.
Looney?
He might start Payton at some point. Pods, Looney, yeah. I think it'll all be dictated by what he's feeling about the matchups. Let's go to Don. Don's in San Jose. How you doing, Don? What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm good. So, you know that Houston played great defense, right? And they held the Warriors down. And if you were to say, how did they do that? They covered Curry like a glove. I mean, they hugged the guy. They wouldn't let him get the ball. And then when he got the ball, they double-team him, make him give up the ball. So Curry never had some breakout kind of game. I never see the Warriors doing that defense. If they did that on Van Vliet, I bet Houston would not have had a chance in this series.
Mm.
Van Vliet was going off like crazy for like three games, and they never played him to deny him the ball. And it just baffles my mind that teams do this all the time against Curry. Any team that's got a single high scorer like Edwards, why not put GP2, put Moody, put, you know, Pods, he harasses guys like crazy. Put these guys on him, deny him the ball, and I'll bet the probability of us winning the series goes way up. Just my thought.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about top blocking is
easy.
It does compromise your defense if the offense has some all around players.
Gotcha.
And
Minnesota has some of that, Stoney.
Well, and I mean, I understand that with Curry, he's one of the most prolific shooters of all time. Fred VanVleet, he got hot for a few games.
And I don't think the Warriors felt it wasn't pride, Stoney, but I felt like they were like, he can't do it again.
Yeah, I mean,
and
he didn't.
Cut his water off. Exactly.
And he didn't. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game one tonight, Warriors and T-Wolves from Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's going to be, should be a great series. Let's go to Vince. Vince is in Austin, Texas. Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Stoney and Guru?
Hey, hey. Yes, sir.
Hey. So I had a couple questions for you guys. You know, theoretically, the Warriors have played more games. You know, the T-Wolves are looking like a really dominant team defensively. But my question to y'all is this. The Warriors look like a team in form. They're very confident. They played exceptional defense that Game 7. Do you think the Warriors might have an edge, although they are an older team? Would they have an edge as far as maybe conditioning, a little bit less rusty? What do you guys think about that?
I mean,
my heart.
If the Warriors beat the Timberwolves tonight, I don't think it's going to be because of rust. I mean, I think that if there's any rust, look, they played less than a week ago. if there's any rust, I mean, it'll be gone by the end of the first quarter. Right. You got to believe. I don't think rust lasts a very long time.
Right. Do you look at OKC and Boston's losses last night, anything to do with rust? Because they had some time off.
I mean, Oklahoma City's up 13 with 6 minutes to go.
So it's basketball at the end of the day.
I mean,
yeah. My buddy June hates that. NBA players, everybody's tired. I kind of get it, but yeah. You're right. They had a lead. Both teams had a lead.
888, yeah. Boston was up 20. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Warriors, who are they going to start tonight? How are they going to match up? How much zone are we going to see? That's the thing that I would be...
Well, Anthony shot 40% from three in the regular season, yep. Only 33% against the Lakers, you know, and six. But Steiny, my gosh, like, you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Dude can shoot it and go by you and flush.
Yeah, and that's why...
He's got the whole package offensively.
And that's why I think we're going to see some zone with the Warriors.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't know how much, but I think it's going to be a part of every game, quite frankly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Vince. Vince is in San Francisco. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
First, Steiny, I gotta let you know something. Hey, good, this for you. Pots can dunk.
I got that all on my timeline,
not
Sunday.
Bad.
And
not
Evan
bad.
Was one of them. Good God, I got like 50.
So I think Minnesota is interesting to me because I feel like in all pro sports, it's very copycat. I think they can run Houston's defensive game plan better than Houston did. They got a little bit more experience with their roster, and I think they're better defenders. So I'm going to be concerned about how they're going to ISO on Steph defensively and really try to take him out of the game. But then also on the flip side, I think it's going to be crucial. I mean, it's always crucial, but I think Quentin Post is going to have to hit a good percentage of shots because to pull Rudy Gobert out of the middle, you know, he's going to want to plug the paint. But then so do the others. Like, we're going to need games, decent games from Pods and Buddy and Moses. And I don't know if we're going to see J.K., but if J.K. gets run in this series, he's really going to have to make it count.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well said. No doubt. No doubt. I don't know how much Kuminga's going to play in this series. I mean, again, I would expect the chances would be better for Kuminga to play early in the series as opposed to late in the series, but who knows where Kuminga is right now with Steve Kerr.
He played in Game 7, Steiny. You know what I mean? He was called upon.
He did.
I know there was no Peyton, but still.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. If you want to jump into the conversation, 888-957-9570. And, good, will you allow me a little time here?
Oh, wow, you never asked. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't even tell you I was going to go here, but you are such a...
We have what we call, can you sit this one out? I will.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. But this is what I was thinking about.
How much time do you need?
Last night. I'm like the Taj Mahal song, Take All the Time You Need. Great tune, by the way. Okay, let me take you back 2 years. And the Golden State Warriors... In May, Bob Myers steps down.
I'll never forget it.
Bob Myers steps down after the Warriors lost in the second round of the Lakers. And to my way of thinking, they looked gassed. And I think to a lot of people, it looked like the Warriors were kind of in no man's land. All right. Bob Myers leaves. Mike Dunleavy enters. Try to think about how many times you heard someone say, "Oh, Bob knows it's time to get out. Bob Myers knows it's time to get out." I mean, he knows.
A million times.
He knows. He's jumping off a sinking ship. Barkley said that. I remember thinking Mike Dunleavy. I remember thinking, what a thankless job they just handed Mike Dunleavy. I mean, I remember saying he better have gotten a 4 or 5 year contract because, you know, this team might be in a little trouble. Okay. First thing he does is draft Pajemski and Post. For a year and a half under Mike Dunleavy, for a year and a half, this thing was downward trending. And I think we all understood it. We all understood why this team was downward trending. The stars were getting old and they didn't have enough help. But the Warriors had to cut payroll. And I'm just here to tell you that the more I think about Dunleavy in his first 2 years here, I don't know that anybody could have done a better job of, you know, getting this team back to the second round, but also, you know, not stripping the shelves bare down the road. I mean, he has done a hell of a job, Mike Dunleavy. And of course, the Butler trade was the icing on the cake. But I just want everybody to remember how we were feeling after that Lakers series 2 years ago. And to be where the Warriors are now 2 years later, Dunleavy's got to get, he's got to get some credit. There you go.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at anything you said, but I will say this, partner, because we lived it. You didn't omit, but last year we didn't qualify, and we had Wiggins. And, you know, I feel like the cake, and I love pods, I love post, I love the draft picks, Donnie. And I was worried about Dunleavy and what he had left or whatnot. But I'm sorry, the icing on the cake to me is not the Butler trade. The Butler trade is the cake. Because this team was one game under 500 this year, and it just didn't look like they had enough or they were going in the right direction. Steph wasn't looking like Steph, and just everything was off. So, but he gets credit for that trade. But to me, Steiny, that trade, I mean, and it's still ongoing to where they got a shot to get something special done in half the year that he's been a part of the family. But your overall thesis is give Mike D, put some respect on his name, and I've done that. And also to know and go back and basically lean on his personal relationship with Jimmy Butler, to trust that and kind of say, turn the TV off. He's not a bad guy. So I'm with you. And Mike, we trust. But man, Steiny, this Butler trade has sent this team to another stratosphere as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, if you love the Butler trade, give all the credit to Mike Dunleavy.
And I think I just did
because that. Because if you look at Slater's story today, Anthony Slater in The Athletic, he kind of wrote a story about the history of the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Sounds to me like Mike Dunleavy had to convince a lot of people in the front office that Jimmy Butler would work.
I bet.
So
I got to check that out.
I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think Mike Dunleavy did not inherit a great situation.
Oh, no.
Now, he inherited Curry, of course, and Draymond, of course.
But that wasn't enough last year, Stoney. They didn't make the offs.
Exactly. And look at it a year later. You got Pajemski. He's drafted essentially a starter at 19 who's going to start in round two of the playoffs. Post is playing a little bit.
Yeah. He's been a find.
Yeah, I mean, good for Mike Dunleavy.
But you're right. If I had a dollar or we had a dollar for every time somebody said Bob left because the ship was sinking, yeah, we'd be rich men.
Yeah, and the other thing about Dunleavy that I was thinking about is, you know, the future. Let's talk about the future. And that's always been, or lately that's something we've talked about because the stars are getting older. But He was tasked with a specific job, and that was Draymond and Steph are going nowhere. They're going nowhere. We've got at least 2 years, and no matter what you do, it's got to be in the box of Draymond and Steph are going nowhere. So that limits you a little bit, and for him to have figured out in 2 years the right kind of players to put around Curry and Draymond Green, and now they're in the second round of the playoffs. I mean, he's already exceeded the expectations I had for this team.
Mm. He also had to make the roster cheaper.
Yeah,
he had to strip a ton of money, which is typically not when you get better, you get worse. But I also wonder how much of this conversation hinges on the win on Sunday. I mean, we're not talking about Dunleavy like he pulled the right trigger or this was a worthy trade if they lose game seven and blow a 3-1 series. Like, I just remember vividly over the weekend how many people were breaking down this roster left and right and discussing the weaknesses in it and how many flaws it had. And we don't have a big guy and we don't have this. We got aging stars. And all of a sudden, 48 hours later, it's, well, Dunleavy's actually done a pretty damn good job. Like, I just think a lot of it did rest on the result of game seven.
Man,
you're right. And you know, and you know what, Evan? That's why I waited till today.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Because I'm thinking the same thing. Warriors lose game seven against the Rockets. The difference between the Warriors losing game seven against the Rockets and winning game seven against the Rockets, to me, is significant.
No doubt. But, Stani, what's funny is you came down my road and other Warrior fans having some fun yesterday when I told you I was jolted by watching that game up close, game six, to where half a night in the morning, I was like, man, where is this thing going? And I even was honest enough to share with you, I'm like, why do we got a damn different starting lineup, even with Jimmy Butler in here? Like, I was ready for that part. So for you to say what a difference a win makes, and Evan bring up that astute point, I'm with you. Because, man, now we can step back and all that's, like, kind of invalid.
I mean, that's the nature of the NBA. Yeah. One game would have changed the narrative.
But
I think it would have been fair. It would have been fair. Had the Warriors lost in the first round.
Oh, man.
Or lost Sunday, any question under the sun is fair about where this team is. I mean, you'd have to then say, again, and if the Warriors had lost game seven, we would have been saying they didn't have enough.
If
they don't have enough when Butler plays half a season and you need Draymond and Steph to come back, I mean, at that point, you may have to make some changes.
If the phone lines would have broke, and I understood it, and I listened to, again, Devone and Evan over the weekend, and fans were hot, and I get it. But I'll say this just about the vision or the drafting of Pods. To trust him to be the starting point guard alongside Steph Curry and Draymond, and basically in a year that didn't culminate in a playoff berth last year, for him to lead you in plus minus, and then basically follow that up with, you know, what we can call a roller coaster season, but it ended well, and now he's your starting point guard. Like, that's heavy, man. Seriously, if you think about when that name was announced at the draft, what his job was, and the trust factor in regard to Pod, Stani, is crazy.
Yeah. Okay, this is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. So I just spent 5 minutes talking about Dunleavy and how impressed I've been in 2 years, especially from when he took over. Here's another view, 415. Stani, I disagree 100%. The Warriors are only in the second round because of Curry's greatness. First round win shows how much better the team should be. The roster is severely lacking. Dunleavy walked backwards into the Butler trade, and the team has done a poor job of developing young players. Man, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm just here. I ain't got a cape for anybody. Don't we put the checkbox next to Moody as develop? Early Pods developed? Posting is half a.
I think so.
Okay, all right, Kuminga, I got it. But good Lord, what could you? And hey, Guru, you found the winning lottery ticket. All right, don't matter how I got it. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Everything's changed. Give me my money.
Well, and here's where I would disagree with the 415, and it's no knock on Steph Curry's greatness, but Warriors only in the second round because of Curry's greatness. What are you kidding? Did you watch Buddy Hield? Buddy Hield had three very good shooting games in this series. They won them all, including 33 in game seven. Steph didn't carry the Warriors in round one. Steph was good like he always is, but hey, trading for Buddy Hield helped win him that first round series, man. Whether you like it or not.
Nobody can fight you.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, are there really Warrior fans out there that disagree that Mike Dunleavy hasn't done a hell of a job in his 2 years here? One little backpedal last year, didn't make the playoffs. I don't think any of it was his fault. I mean, he had to get rid of Jordan Poole. He had to, and he did. And they took a step back, even though they won 46 games. And this year, they're back into the second round of the playoffs.
And that's what life's about.
Hey, it's about picking yourself up off the ground. Mm-hmm. 888-957-9570 is the number. How about we give Mike Dunleavy some respect? I think we could do that. 888-957-9570. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm a journalist with words.
Championship coming soon.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Former Warrior CJ Watson is going to join us at 1 o'clock. 10-year NBA veteran.
CJ.
Played for the Golden State Warriors for a stretch. And he's going to join us at 1 o'clock. He follows the playoffs very closely. And looking forward to talking to CJ Watson. I'm going to say it. I'm going to use the word. Mike Dunleavy resurrected the Warriors. That's right. I said resurrected. And here's why. They win a title in 22, so they're at the pinnacle. The following year, they lose in the second round. All right? Oh, here you go, Mike. Here's the job. After your team lost in the second round and we got age issues.
We got it.
Okay?
Wow. All right.
Let me, Mike Dunleavy. Listen, guys. You see the situation here. I got to take over for Bob Myers. Give me a little time. A year and a half later, they're back in it. A year and a half later.
He did it.
A year and a half later, the Warriors have action. And you look at Dennis Schroeder, for example. They move Melton for Schroeder, and then they end up moving Schroeder as part of the deal to get Butler. These are fantastic moves that have ended up working out. I mean, the Warriors Again, they didn't make the playoffs last year, and they were going nowhere
this year. It was bad.
25 and 26.
And the chef wasn't cooking.
So I'm giving Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit.
No, and you should.
Dunleavy didn't do anything other than Butler. What are you kidding? At 19, he drafted Brandon Pajemski. Even if you don't like Pajemski, he's absolutely a rotation player in the NBA. He got a guy at 50-whatever, Quentin Post, who just contributed in the first round of the playoffs, a rookie. I mean, what are we doing if we're not giving Mike Dunleavy credit? Dunleavy didn't do anything other than Butler. I have to be better. I have to realize that kind of statement isn't indicative of most Warrior fans.
Yeah, no doubt. And they showed the clip Sunday night after they won, and Mike just had this stoic look. You would have thought they lost. I'm like, Mike, nah, this is your baby. I mean, that was a risk. Just imagine, you know, he pulls off the Butler trade. But not only the Jimmy Butler comes to town, Sonny, the price, he didn't have to give up the, you know, the farm for it, man. So you almost were balling on a budget, but what you got in return was incredible, man. It was like 100%, what is it, ROI, return on investment, through the roof. So I have no problems, and nobody should in Warrior Land, especially with the 19th pick being your starting point guard right now. And it's just, I don't know what pot, maybe it's his hair, I don't know what it is, Donnie, but some people are just taking a little while to come around. I'm not telling you he's an all-star. I'm not saying he can't be. I'm just telling you he's been holding it down, not only last year with plus-minus, but this year now when the games mean something and you got the wherewithal and the IQ to stay on the floor with the likes of Dre, Steph, and now Jimmy Butler in a Steve Kerr offense. Come on, man. If you're being fair, just salute and say Mike did his thing.
The one thing, too, and we'll see how this plays out over the next 2 years.
But it's looking okay.
The Warriors didn't give up a lot player-wise.
Yeah.
But they did give Butler a two-year contract extension at $120 million. So
it looks like he's worth it right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but there's still two more years to go.
All right.
But, so we'll see. Like, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barring injury.
Well, I mean, he's never played more than 64 games in the last 7 years, so.
But I guess that comes with the purchase, though, right,
okay,
Stanley?
Well, then it's going to be hard to have a great regular season.
Well, we'll tackle that when we get there.
Okay.
But if you do that off of a chip, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, hey, you rolled your eyes. I'm going to roll my eyes with the injury. Like, imagine that. Could you imagine?
What'd Bob Myers tell you? One series at a time, and you did it again.
But you did it. You took us on the exit.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next year, it's going to be a Bear regular season.
No, thank you, Evan.
Count the bucket, Luke. Yeah.
No, I was merely pointing out that it's easy to say Dunleavy didn't give up anything, and he did not give up a ton, but they gave Butler a two-year contract.
Right.
And We'll see how that works out. Yeah, it's been great so far.
It can get better too.
Oh, it's been great so far, but as Evan pointed out, one loss Sunday, and we would have looked at it all different.
I love that you say that now, because that's what all I was trying to convey to you yesterday.
Yeah, Buddy Hield saved Jimmy's career.
Man, oh man.
Effectively.
Bow.
Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark.
Bow. Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Hey. I wholeheartedly agree with you, Steiny. Dunleavy did a great job. First of all, his draft picks, I'll give him a B+. He had to get rid of Poole because of the Poole situation. He had to get rid of a Bay Area icon, Clay Thompson, because he was petulant, and he was dragging us down. With Melton, I firmly believe we would have been a 2 or 3 seed. I think he built that team very well. Melton got hurt. And you know what? They went into average team. And Steph's spirits were down. And then he gets Butler.
Yep.
Butler, if you extrapolate what he did into an 82-game season, we would be a 2 or 3 seed. So he has turned around a team that needed to be turned around. I think the guy has overall A+, period.
Yeah, and listen, and there may be pain. There's probably going to be some pain down the road for the Warriors, but he's doing what he was told to do, which is all about a Curry, Draymond Green window. Like, that's how he had to operate. And now, the other thing about Dunleavy, does he get credit for it? I don't know. You tell me. Does he get any credit for not landing Paul George? Thank God. Not getting Lauri Markkanen. Thank goodness. Not getting Zach LaVine. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I mean, hey. Whether, you know, history's going to say that he made the Butler trade, not that he didn't get 3 or 4 other things done that he wanted to get done.
Or flirted with. Right.
Yeah. Let's go to Eddie in San Francisco. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to first of all give Dunleavy his flowers. I think he did the best he could do under the situation that he was given. But I think we're not criticizing Bob Myers enough, man. I mean, I know he helped build the dynasty, but he damn near burned it down on his way out. And my problem is not so much because I appreciate the dynasty, but it's the draft in 2020 and 2021 went against the Warriors' philosophy, and it cost the future dearly. Like, when Draymond and Steph retired, what is there? You could have traded the pick in 2020 and got maybe Sabonis or Miles Turner, or you could have just took Halliburton in 2021, Franz Wagner, switchable ball handler, Trey Murphy III, 3-and-D wing. I mean, there was Alperen Sengun, Jalen Johnson. I mean, it's unforgivable, guys.
And, oh, I don't know about that. You know, I don't know about unforgivable.
Don't forget LaMelo.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. Unforgivable? I don't know about that.
And another person that deserves credit, not just because I don't believe Mike D is making all the moves without talking to his boss, Joe Lacob. So it's twofold, Steiny. So, you know what I mean? I don't think, hey, boss, I'm doing this, sit this one out. I'm drafting, you know, Wiseman. I'm talking about Myers. Like, they're all in hand, and Lacob has said as much. So he deserves some credit too. Let Mike cook.
Well, Anthony Slater had a piece today in The Athletic about the connection between Minnesota and the Warriors, and they have had a connection. Of course, we know about Anthony Edwards working out for the Warriors. But the thing that was interesting, there were two things that I found interesting in Slater's story today. And the first is that he made clear, or somebody told him to make clear, that the Warriors were unanimous about Wiseman. Not only that,
it hurts.
Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson were behind the Wiseman move. Slater reported today that Dunleavy, Myers, Lacob Jr., Larry Harris, Steph, Draymond, Clay, all wanted Wiseman.
And they got him.
Yep. The other thing that I thought was interesting is, and he said it kind of matter of fact, he said they were so committed to Wiseman that had they gotten the number one pick, they still would have taken Wiseman.
Now,
see,
that's a whole different. Yeah, because I don't look at Ant-Man as the one that got away because he was selected one, and look at him now. But, man, could you – now that's when you'd have people with pitchforks. The Wiseman thing is bad. It still hurts. It's a bruise, Stani, a sore. But, you know, I want LaMelo Ball all day and some. He would be able to help rather than a zero and a goose egg, the Wiseman was.
You know, it's crazy to think about now, but – like, it made total sense, even from the player's perspective.
No, I got you. I was all in.
Well, what does Draymond Green need right now?
A big.
A center.
Yeah.
You know, they need someone that can help them. Anthony Edwards probably would have been, should have been the pick, but Klay Thompson probably didn't want Anthony Edwards. He's coming in to take his spot.
Or LaMelo Ball.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. I get why they were all in. It was just, I'll say this to you, Stan. It was like Bigfoot a little bit. There wasn't a lot of footage on him, man. Except that video I posted to you on IG when Wiseman was looking like Durant with no shirt on in a pickup game.
No. Wasn't that the one where he was dribbling around pylons?
No, this was a pickup game, the one I sent you. He was dunking. Yeah. Remember I said, look at him.
I know you sent one video of him dribbling around cones.
And I hope our guy's not listening, but the great Mark Spears called him the next Kevin Garnett. Yeah, so let's just leave that there. That's on record, Evan.
We all
miss my guy. Yeah, we all. Dude, but Evan's right. We wanted it big, and he was big.
Yep.
Still is.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, they owed the Timberwolves one. Let's be honest.
Man.
I mean, 2009.
Oh, yeah, but Flynn and Rubio.
Yeah, Wolves gave him two lobs for Curry. I mean,
how did they build that thing back up?
We had to pay him back.
Good God.
It was the COVID year, too, wasn't it, Wiseman?
Yeah.
What's your point? You had more time on your hands to review it.
Yeah, there's nothing to review.
I was in on it. I came front.
Did the Warriors do their research on Wiseman? There wasn't much to be done. He played three games in college.
So, yeah. I was in.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying I was out. I didn't know anything about the kid.
13-7.
Like 12-6.
Which only
don't rob
four
him.
Other 19-year-olds in the history of basketball have ever averaged as a rookie.
You know what?
And he had bad hands.
And I want Warrior fans to hear this. The fact that Wiseman averaged 12 points and 6 rebounds a game his rookie year shows if you play, you'll get numbers. You just get numbers by accident in the NBA. A couple rebounds are going to fall into your hand, a couple dunks.
You know what? Why did they draft him, though? Like, only three games?
They thought he was Amari Stoudemire.
So they were in love with the idea of Wiseman, the measurements.
Yeah.
The real idea.
Speaking of real idea, I got to get my idea soon.
Let's go to Kevin in Louisiana. Hey, Kevin.
Louisiana.
How you doing, man?
How you doing, Stan? Okay, look, he did make a great choice in bringing Jimmy there. He also made it a great choice in bringing Trace Jackson Davis. Jimmy is a galvanizer. Those guys will run through a wall for him, and they believe in him, and they respect him. All Steve has to do now is just galvanize the troops. You got Kevin. You have Trace. Let Jimmy and Draymond and Steph work their magic with them. They'll be fine.
Mm.
I mean, the Warriors have – Look where they came from.
Yeah.
For Jimmy to come in half the season and for them to make this impact, I can't wait to see what next season is going to be like. And when he galvanizes Post to get him to play in the middle, in the paint, besides his three-pointer. You got something really exciting to look forward to. And I'll hang up.
No, I agree. I told you, Kevin. That's for another day, Stoddy. You kind of get mad. I don't care.
What?
Like, I'm excited about, you know, anything can happen but the future, because this is happening right now in half a year. And, you know, nobody knows what tomorrow brings, right, and what opportunity or what player could become available. But, you know, it'll all be dependent on – I kind of think we know what the Warriors need no matter what happens moving forward. You can never stay, you know, status quo, but – I'm with that caller. This trade is not just for now, and we're enjoying it, getting ready for tonight's game in Minnesota. But, man, if you want to talk to me about the next year or two, I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
Well, but this is what
bow,
I mean.
Bow, bow.
This is what I mean.
Buddy, like, be here.
Like, you would not, and I would say the same thing. We wouldn't feel that way if they lost Sunday. We just wouldn't.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
And you know what? If the Warriors lose in five to the Timberwolves, let's just say hypothetically, I think.
But what's it look like?
I think they're going to have to be asking the same questions that they would have asked had they lost to Houston.
Well, you know what? Let's just real quick, if I can hit the reverse. No matter what happened, if they would have lost Sunday, Stoney, I wouldn't be saying there would be three people that I wouldn't have a problem with: Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. It was obvious that the others, you know, and no diss to them, you know, you need better others. And that's where it starts. But, you know, I sat at home Saturday afternoon listening to Evan. I questioned, why is it we still got this rotating door in regard to the starting lineup? That's where I went with it. But it was never Jimmy, Steph, or Dre. And you could say that's unfair. Because it starts and ends with the stars.
So if they would have lost, let's just say they lose Sunday. They would have lost Sunday. They would have lost because of Steph, Draymond, and Butler, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but moving forward, I would have been like the engine, the core I still think is, you know, something to look forward to. We got to add to the core.
I mean, the way I look at it, the way I look at it is if the Warriors had lost Sunday, okay, then you have to say, well, let's look at this objectively.
What did we really
do? We got Jimmy Butler here for the last 30 games, and he was great. And Steph played pretty much a full season, and Draymond played pretty much a full season. Butler should have been fresh when he got here. But we wore down at the end of the first round. Like, how do you – it would have been so difficult. And I don't know what they're going to do in the offseason, but – how do you say, well, you know, all three of the big boys are coming back. The young guys are coming back too. We think they're getting better. We need the younger guys to get more better than the old guys get older. I don't know. Mm. Like, I think it would have been a wake-up call. Now, you lose in the second round, maybe that's less of an issue.
But there'll be some out there still disappointed.
Of course. Of course. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game one tonight in Minnesota, Warriors against the Timberwolves.
Let's go.
And if I were to ask Warrior fans, what's your biggest concern? What's your biggest concern about playing the Minnesota Timberwolves? And then you can give me the one thing you're going to take to the bank that leads you to believe they'll win this series. Mm. And I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Do you have a problem? And, Stoney, I'm going to feel like this is basketball simplistic, but I'm just, you know, sometimes you study long, you study wrong. But I know the regular season is not the playoffs. And you did point out, did Minnesota start playing their best basketball later? But when I look at Steph Curry and how I thought Houston did a great job making it hard and making them work, I am so ultra confident. I'm looking at the last three games in the regular season against Minnesota, because not much has changed besides their play, but personnel-wise, they're still the same. Steph scored 33 games in a row, the last three games of the regular season, and now you're bringing Jimmy Butler into that mix. And I don't know, Stoney, I just feel like from that vantage point, okay, if you hold Curry to 22, what are you going to do with Jimmy if he can get another 25 or 27? So I'm just feeling like, you know, the bear that Houston was may not be duplicated by Minnesota.
Maybe not defensively.
And that's one side of it. Now, I mean, let's flip it.
I mean, Look, Jaden McDaniels is a really good defender.
I like him.
I mean, what? Like, my question would be, and it's easy to say now, well, Amon Thompson's better. Isn't McDaniels kind of the same kind of defender as Thompson, or no?
He's no chopped liver.
Exactly. Like, I think McDaniels is going to try to do the same thing against Curry that Thompson tried to do against Curry.
Well, I'll say this to that. We saw on national TV a Sunday afternoon at the end of the regular season here at Chase where Thompson held Curry to three, and it was an anomaly. And you know, but Thompson, he, you know, that was his signature. And he didn't hold Curry to three in the playoffs. But, boy, when it was 13 and 17 and you just were there to watch how hard Steph had to work, and Thompson wasn't doing it all by himself, he had help, there was some legitimacy to that three-point. You know what I mean? Like, McDaniels has got his hands full, and I'm not saying he's not capable, but Thompson's, Donnie, he showed the world that he's got something special. And I'm not saying McDaniels is chopped liver, so I can't wait to see how this plays out. But now I just feel like Steph – kind of knows what to do against Minnesota, and now he's got Butler with him. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't – like, Evan, do you – how do you – like, if you ask Simons how you factor in the 3-1 record against the Timberwolves, I would actually say it doesn't matter.
Simons, how do you factor in the 3-1 record in the regular season?
Yeah, I don't factor it in because the teams are so different now. Especially the Warriors.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the Warriors have an upper hand because they played them better. And partially it is because the Warriors are so much different. I don't know if it means it's better or worse. You know, they get Butler. But, like, they are such a different team than when they last played Minnesota.
Do you have a problem with Warrior fan like myself being comfortable with Steph having 3 30-point games, even though it wasn't as pretty as it is now, and now Butler's added to that?
It's less about Butler than it'd be about Steph individually having success against the Timberwolves, because it does appear like Rudy Gobert really struggles with Steph, or Steph finds ways to kind of bring him out to the perimeter and make him look lesser than. So I think, yeah, like, I feel better about Steph having a better series against the Wolves than I did about him against the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we play that game, by the way, are the Timberwolves favored in this series?
Yes. First time under Kerr, he's not favored in this playoff series.
Okay, so that
that
clearly doesn't matter, the 3-1 in the regular season, because
and I was just pointing it out.
If the Warriors go 3-1 in the regular season without Butler, and now they got Butler, you would think they're going to win this series in 5 games. I'm talking about the Warriors.
Right. And I pushed it to 7, but you're right.
But you know what? That's not how basketball works, as Steve Kerr would say.
Bow, bow, bow.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what's the most concerning aspect of the Minnesota Timberwolves? And then what about this series do you like that's going to put the Warriors over? 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Basketball doesn't work that way.